Joan from the Divine Nursing Home. And your name is Emma Holder, and you were
Smith.
You had quite a large family. Who were your father and mother?
My mother was a man baby, and my father was a Smith.
What was his name?
David Smith, and that's a man.
How many sisters and brothers did you have?
Well, there's Joel, Arthur, Frank, and Arthur, the five brothers. And then my sisters, Lee, August, Lisa, Kate, and Francis. Five sisters and five brothers.
So you were 11 with me? Where were you in there? Were you the older one or the
I was the youngest one in the family.
Oh, you were the baby?
Yeah. And Elsa was the youngest of the boys.
Now, did you play the organ for the St. Louis?
I did. That's more than anything else.
What years did you play? I mean, what age were you?
Oh, I was married already. I don't know how long it's... Well, the sisters left. I don't know when they left. And then Elsa and I played. I usually go and stand on weekdays, you know, but he didn't like to come down, and he played on Sunday.
And then you'd sing the Requiem with it, wouldn't you?
Uh-huh. I played the Requiem
in Latin?
Yeah, it's a school joy for singing.
I see. You played for the joy.
Uh-huh.
And then Alpha played on Sunday?
Uh-huh.
And y'all all sang in the choir, too, didn't you?
Yes, I sang in the choir before I was married, and later on I didn't sing anymore.
Well, now, your music teacher, when you were a girl, your sister
Rebecca.
What can you tell me about her? She was in fact for quite a long time.
Well, she was hard of hearing. That's one thing I knew. She had a hearing aid on, and she was a good player.
And she also played the organ.
Uh-huh. She was my teacher, and I was a teacher.
Uh-huh. That picture that I sent down here with Connie, you identified all of this. What ages were you all? Schoolgirls or older, out of school?
Well, I don't even know.
Y'all look real young.
Yeah, I guess it
and it was all girls.
I was going to school, and I don't know about Kate and Francis.
Now, what hall did you all give those plays in? Which hall was it?
Plays?
You know, there was a play that y'all gave, and y'all were all in costumes. Now you married Albert Holt. You remember the year?
No, I don't.
And how many children do you have?
Well,
altogether,
Francis, Connie, and Ray, five sons, and Mary, Francis, Peter, and Sam. Four girls.
Mm-hmm. Now you had nine. Did you have more than that, or is that?
No, that's
all. They're all living.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We had nine children. You didn't quite make it to your mother's.
No.
11?
I had enough.
You had enough. That was too many children to bring up. Did you all always live in the same house in Pasadena?
Well, we built that house and we were married, but I'm living there. And I know I lived in the Smith house, but next to it.
Where Kate lived for a long time?
Yes,
that was your home place?
That was my home.
Oh. So you didn't move very far from home?
No, I wasn't far from home.
Mm-hmm. And you lived all your married life there?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all never moved away from Fosterville?
No. We built the house before we were married and just moved in.
Okay, and one of your daughters is the sister of Divine Father.
That's right.
You know what year she went in for the family?
I can write to her, maybe.
Oh, well, I can find out.
Yeah,
I'm
maybe the sisters can know.
Yeah, you know, I think she can give it to me if I have all of it. Some things I want to ask you. Can you remember when the church was redecorated and repainted in 1902? Well, when were you born, by the way?
I don't
remember. How old are you?
I'm 83.
So you were born in about 1890.
The home is Catherine Conrad. It's Tuesday, May the 16th. And I'm continuing, this is my second interview with Mrs. Conrad.
worked in San Antonio. I wasn't always here. I had to do housework in San Antonio.
But this is after you were married.
Yeah. This is all over here. We had the older ones, you know, that had, old timers had their name on the window, and then they were changed. I know where I used to sit way in the back was Charlotte. That's much. I had nothing but babies. I tell you. I didn't look around much, you know. And I got in church, I can't remember that. That police house burned down when Brooklyn was sleeping back there. I know we always come from the farm, over our lunch, and back, you know, there was such nice headberries right back in the church. There's where we ate our dinner and tied our horses and went to mass, and then we had eat dinner and go back to breakfast. There always had benediction, I remember. And then we go home again. You know, she was raised in Texas, and then when she was grown, she went to San Antonio. She worked for Sunflame. You know, my first teacher what was there was Thomas Duncan. And he boarded at the old lady Kaufman. They lived right across the lake from the school. And the mailbag out on something, and it was snatched.
Uh-huh.
But they had a pump there. They took water down it. You know, then they with steam the trains went. When we got there, they called us. They said it was Idlewild, and it was the post office for a while. And then when Duncan quit, didn't want the post office no more. Had a little old store. He retired from school, you know, had a little store. And then he went to La Crosse and been there since.
Uh-huh. You remember what year that was?
And he married again. I believe he married a Haley.
The Kilhorn?
Old Kilhorn.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He built and the section house down a little further, right at the line, you know, maybe the Bear County and Medina. And there was one old house there, and they said Mrs. Conrad owned it. She was old Pete Conrad's widow. He was first married, I think, to a farmer, and they had two boys, old Pete and Johnny what stayed with Aunt Helen, they called her Aunt Mary, you know, she was August Keller's wife. And Frank Thunder, two girls and two boys. And then she died, and he married Annie Rahat. And Annie Rahat, he was, after that, I guess he got old, he died. But they had two children, Lizzie and Max. And they always stayed over there. You heard of the Masters and the Ranch, didn't you? Well, they stayed over there, Grandma Rahat said. And this widow, she come down, had kept house for the board. Then they had telegraph, you know, where it was further up there. Not so far from Aunt Teresa, you know, the husband's sister Teresa was married Edmund Keller.
Mm-hmm.
She lived that far from there. And I guess it's all gone now. It's such an old house. And Julius Wright had to come there and put up a house, and he had a saloon. Yeah. Oh, maybe you read it. There used to be a book a write up from Pompey. Maybe you ever read it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think I did.
He was shot. He wasn't off in Castamere, the father. But was the old boy who named Henry, you know, the father and the son. And he come home from Castamere. And I don't know who was with them children. That was Mrs. Hoosler, you know, down here. And Henry the second. And And my mother was right young. I mean, she was still at Destiny with the Ann. And then a neighbor come by on a horse, wanted to stay for the night because, you know, the Indians, you know, and they were held after horses, you know. So our grandpa come home, they told him that the passing put out yet, and he wanted to go and turn out, take the cars in at night and turn the gas out, and the Indians, he wanted to steal that horse, and they shot him. And then this stranger got on his horse, and they said, Joe Barber, this day of our own, open places, you know, that's the only Barber place. And he rode there, and they went to, I don't know how they went, must have been horseback, and they got the priest and the doctor, and the doctor put her she received the sacrament, and then they put that file out, and he died.
Oh, this was old, the Henry Bonsley, that's the way he died?
And he said, the little one, he was so bold, he reached up for the gun and fired shots, you know, after that, to scare him away, I guess, you know. That's what it says in that writer. Aprian. John told me that he wanted to go to confession, but he had no coat. And he got so disgusted, and he killed himself. And there was a little fence on the outside, but it disappeared, not far from the gate, you know. So I don't know what they've done with him, put him in later, or what had happened to him. Aprian.
What?
Aprian, they called him, old time name. He lived out down the below us, the cross, was his sister, Mrs. Ben Harley, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And say his name again?
I heard his name was Aprian. I don't know.
Aprian.
Aprian. A-T-R-A-N. And had such a racket there. They'll put fence around the grave, and there were some things against it.
Not a kidding.
Yeah, and they had a fuss about it. He said if everybody wanted a fence, a grave, he wouldn't have the room for nothing. So I don't know, at least the fence stayed, didn't it? I don't know what.
And then what did Albert do?
Yeah.
Did you ever hear what Albert did to the priest?
Was here when that's the one married us and kissing some of my children. I heard later he moved, but what the trouble was, I don't know. I didn't get to church much and hear much, but I knew it fell out with him anyhow. He was there in 91, and then in 92, a class was ready in the spring to go to communion. And he took them to communion, and then we was going to be confirmed, and we got all ready, you know, the class before. Me and my sister was in, and there were so many, 27 girls and 25 boys, you know, over 100. And Teresa, my Edmund's wife, she was in that next year, and the bishop never come, and so, then in that year in August, he first got confirmed. Schmidt, you know, he was, he married a circular, and he was from that big Schmidt family, you know, and he was 8 girls and 4 boys, and they had no children, and it fell out about something. Had a racket for Brooklyn. That's what I heard. And he left. Mm-hmm. But what it was, the racket, I had some falling out. I don't know what it was about. It's the 2 girls up there. They stayed at, had a room rented there at Old Lady Hook. And they had a little bed of orange stove. And my oldest daughter, Agnes, She saved me the two girls, and they made their communion that year. And then I walked with the girls once, and we made Sister Estella. And then we had to buy, a million place for the nuns to live. Why, the bishop had that to preach, but they were pushed out of Mexico,
you know.
And then I said, I hope this will be, soon be finished and have a nice place to live. And I remember talking with Sister Marcella that time.
What do you know about Sister Marcella?
Huh?
What do you know about Sister Marcella?
They knew her well. They went to instruction by her. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I liked him.
Uh-huh. What was he like? What was he like?
Oh, he was Deutsch. And Uncle Louie, and one of the boys, I don't know who was the chauffeur, they went up to Father Heckman's funeral at Finnish, I went along. I know I stayed here. Them days he was such a drought, and I had to turn on the hose. For the cattle to come when they come to the trough. And I said they should all go. And they was at Father Heckman's funeral. When Alex married, the first night they stayed in Bandera, and then they went to Fredericksburg, and I told them, you should have went to Father Heckman's grave. He said, yes, I was on about it. We had plenty of time, you know. Gus Friedens' mother. She was housekeeper there.
For Heckman?
And Emma Perner over here. You remember Emma Perner?
Mm-hmm.
And she was staying in the convent to make her communion. And then she'd go over to that aunt, and she was kin to her. You know, her mother's a breed. And she'd go over to meet at the cook there. And then when Emma got over there, Father Heckman said, oh, they got something new at home, but you can't guess. And then she said, a baby and this and that and everything. My teacher, you know, a new baby. he had to go down to have mass. But it was built in 11.
Mm-hmm.
When it was built in that dam up there, you know. And then Father Lindsay told me, I had some children christened at La Horse then. And then, like Oliver, she was born by my mother. And we had to move out here, you know. We lived on that. There was George Yunkman lives now, you know. That was for Grandma Conrad's land.
Yes.
And they had a chance to sell it. They had another track up there by Castleville to settle the estate with the heirs, you know. There were so many.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, she was christened, born in 13. Patricia was christened there too. Uncle Willie was my brother Willie, and one of my sisters was godmother. And then he said, put everything on record on the beginning of 12. Yeah, that was Patricia there. Yeah. He left his wife with a whole bunch of children. And I went to knock around with a Miss Bilhox in there, I heard. And then she married again. I both Amy Girl. So good she married, and all the other sorts of stuff.
Oh, you mean?
Dick. She was a midwife. That's where I remember. That's her grave. She was an old timer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, such a big
neck,
close heel, you know.
You don't know what her name was before she married.
Well, she was Mrs. Lincoln, but I don't know who she was. I know Andrew Cinnamon told me that they always watched, and she had, you know, Miss Cinnamon had so many children too, they were running out in the gate, but she brought me my two oldest children.
Anna Stepanek.
Anna Stepanek, and she married
Ed Sheerhorton.
And had Kirpin, and had the
Julius.
Julius, yeah. The both killing, the children. Yeah. I was 96, yeah. Mm-hmm. My brothers was here, Albert and his wife. Did he remember you knew her? Mm. Now, well, that was Jack Manders' daughter, you know, at La Crosse. He's the one that moved to La Crosse at the beginning.
Uh-huh.
And there's the books of that. Yeah. So, Lincoln's.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Rose Womanis was his name. There was another Womanis Rose that Joe Rose's father was also Womanis. But that was his son. But this was old Womanis Rose and his son by the Indians. And then this Mary Kaufman, he was here, a member.
Uh-huh.
She stayed, I believe, at the house at the old home there.
Uh-huh.
She told me that then they found another brother in the same place. They didn't know what killed them, if the Indians killed them or was it Southern death. They found him right there where their father and son was killed.
And their name was Bruce.
Bruce is the name.
Now he throws the baby. I thought you had an animated
crow.
He
just come
in for
the little time.
Son of a gun,
Grandpa,
come
to the animated.
I'm going to be right
out.
Thank you.